heard the story of Hezekiah, Sennacherib, and Manasseh. It's a story that applies to each of our lives in a very practical way, in a very dramatic way. Hezekiah is in Jerusalem. He knows he's going to be attacked by Sennacherib. He fortifies the wall, reroutes the water, just basically prepares for the siege. And these sieges, you know, these were not bombs falling from above in giant aircraft destroying buildings and walls. This is all ground warfare with siege weapons, and it took sometimes years to break through a wall. And there was a high price to pay on both sides. Those inside the walls eventually ran out of food and water, were starving to death, and just had to live as animals. Those outside the wall had to take heavy casualties as they tried to break through and stay encamped for years sometimes. So this is what they're prepared for. And as a campaign of propaganda, Sennacherib comes against Jerusalem first with sort of psychological warfare, but Hezekiah had gathered the entirety of Jerusalem into one place and said, "We are more than they are. We are greater than they are. Watch and see God, our God, fight for us." And the Bible says that morale surged and it put steel in their spines. It gave them resolve. How many times in your life has this happened to you where you have bolstered yourself? You feel strong in the Lord. You are walking with Him. You are prepared for an onslaught. And someone gives you a word of encouragement through a sermon or from a true friend. Whatever. God will be with you, and your morale surges and steel comes into your spine, and you are ready. You are walking with God. You know God will go before you, only to have psychological warfare in the same way come against you. What did Sennacherib do? He sent his people daily to the wall to yell up in Hebrew, in their own language, in a language they could understand. No one has ever stood up to the king of Assyria. No one, even in my ancestry, no god anywhere has even lifted a finger. I have annihilated everyone. I will annihilate you. Your god is nothing. You have no chance. Day after day after day after day, this came to infiltrate their minds, to weaken their resolve, as the Bible says, to beat them into humble submission. How many times have you experienced this? After you are strengthened, after something happens in your life that bolsters your relationship, day after day after day of psychological warfare against you. God doesn't love you. You know what you've done. You know where you've come from. You know who you've been. You can never be free from that. Your childhood will never leave you. Your mistakes will never leave you. They are who you are, really. You know this. You know who you really are, and so does God. Day after day after day. It's important that we read the end of this story. Hezekiah and Isaiah did what was appropriate. They they got down on their knees before God and prayed? And what happened? God sent an angel to wipe out the troops of Assyria. And that is what happened. Sennacherib had to leave the battlefield, utterly dishonored. Dishonored to the point that it wasn't just him, that it was his country and his people and their gods. Utter dishonor, national dishonor. He went into the temple of his god and his two sons assassinated him. Because he was dishonored, he was not honorable any longer. God is all powerful in your life. The breakthrough that we seek is only 100% through his glory and honor and power. So you may be taking the onslaught day after day after day after day. However, it is psychological warfare set against you. Turn. Reject it. It has no hold, no power over you, and no right to you. There is nothing that can claim you. You see, if it is your past that haunts you, your past is dead. Dead. You are resurrected in Christ, a new creature. That person doesn't exist anymore. You are new. If it's mistakes, same thing. No matter what it is, same thing. God will send his angel and destroy the army set against you. Send them away in dishonor. If you believe, if you trust, if you don't try to take this into your own hands and manage it yourself, it could be circumstances of life, or it could be things in your history that you're just trying to cope and manage with. It's time to let go. It's not working. God will fight for you. And there's a sobering message at the conclusion of this. Manasseh is the king in Hezekiah's stead once Hezekiah dies. Hezekiah's son undoes everything his father did in one fell swoop, basically. Rebuilding all the high places and false gods. What happens? The king of Assyria, same country, is sent by God. Puts a hook in his nose, chains on his hands and feet, and drags him away. When we turn from what we know, the holiness of God, the righteousness and power of God can bring, go back to the places that we know so well, but that are places of sin. Not just blatant outward sin, but anything between us and God. And reset up those idols and those high places in our lives. We will get taken out. Period. And continually. Manasseh was drug away, and it was then, in shackles, that he fell to his knees in prayer, asking God for help. See, he was 12 years old when he became king. So he was schooled in the knowledge of God. He may not have been mature, but he knew what his father believed. And it was then, in shackles, imprisoned, that he returned. And God had mercy on him and restored him. And from that point on, Manasseh knew God was in control. It doesn't have to go that way for us. We know God is in control.